Pastor Michael. We're in a season discussing questions on heaven and hell, and today's question is one of my personal favorites, is, will my pets be in heaven?
Oh man, do you remember that video we watched of John MacArthur when that little girl asked him the question?
Yes.
And he's like, no.
He was so matter of fact.
So matter of fact. And I was like,
didn't consider her feelings at all. Just
it's too funny. Okay, so do you have a pet that you really, really, really are hoping you're going to meet in heaven again?
I do. And actually, today is his birthday.
Is he alive?
He is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. What's the pet?
But I've had a couple, we've had a couple of dogs in our family growing up. And yeah. My dog, his name is Kiesel.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. It's unusual.
Man, is it a cool looking dog?
He's pretty cool looking. Right. He's named after a former professional athlete, last name.
Vin Kiesel.
That would be good.
But we have a fish called Finn Diesel. Not joking. And, anyways, so this is, I would like to meet, her name was Margaret Mary Fueling. That was our dog Maggie and growing up. So I hope Maggie is in heaven. Yeah. But all right, here's the deal. The scriptures don't give us an answer. I think it is more than possible that God could somehow resurrect that dog if God wanted to. We're not talking about capability.
Yeah.
We're just asking the question, what do the scriptures say?
Yeah.
And unfortunately for many a kid listening, the answer is we literally don't know. I can tell you this. It would appear on the new earth, which is really what we're talking about. We're talking about like future after the second coming of Jesus, the resurrection of all things. On the new earth, there will be animals. And so in Isaiah chapter 11, here's what we have. We have the wolf is lying down with the lamb. The leopard is with the young goat, the calf and the lion. You have cows, bears. You have ox. You have cobras, different kinds of other snakes, an adder. I mean, this is kind of just interesting, like the extent of like animals named. So there is a value, deep value for this level of creation. We have addressed this. One of the reasons, and I find this to be like a super interesting theory. C.S. Lewis has this idea, and it really came out in the Chronicles of Narnia, where you had like talking animals. And his idea was, you go back to the garden. It was a surmising. He's not like, teaching this as like theological fact, but like you go back to the garden and you have the serpent who is speaking, and Adam and Eve are like not taken back by an animal speaking, right?
They don't take any exception.
No, right?
Any exception with that.
Yeah. So his idea was that in the new earth, the animals have a consciousness and a communicative ability to them, but that in the fall, God made them dumb to protect them from the violence of humanity and the necessity of death that would overtake creation. Again, true or not, I don't know. I think we're going to look forward to a day when there's going to be animals. And if they happen to be speaking, I'm not also going to be upset at all. So I hope so. Probably not. Maybe so. And if it really brought unbelievable delight to some of his children, I bet he could do it.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't violate, you know, some cosmic law. So maybe not. Hope so.
Sure. I was going to say, I feel like growing up, I always had this idea, and I was pretty explicitly taught, I think, that like animals don't go to heaven. Pets, you won't see your pets in heaven.
Clearly, because of this, watching Disney.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because animals don't have souls like humans.
Yep.
What would be your response to that, like as an objection of like, well, pets can't go to heaven because they don't have souls?
Yeah. So what's funny is like there are Hebrew words in the Old Testament for soul and spirit. So spirit's like ruach, and then soul is nefesh, right? And so these are applied, yes, to humans, but they're also applied to other living things. And so it could be really, really easy to take the word from the Old Testament that we use for soul and then say, well, it says we have one and we live forever, so they live forever. And I think maybe a better way to understand the common way that those words are used is to think of like the words alive or living. Something with a ruah or a nefesh is alive. And it has more meaning than that. But at its base idea, it's referring to the things that are animated. So matter that's animated with consciousness has a ruah or a nefesh to it. So if we're trying to look like at the text and say animals will because they have the same ruah as we do. I don't think that's quite fair. Yeah. Because at the same time, the scriptures teach you and I are created in the image of God.
Yeah.
They are not. We're created with spiritual and intellectual capacity in a way they are not. Here's a parallel. Angels are also created beings. And in terms of the pecking order of things, we are above angels. We get to rule over angels in eternity. And so I don't know where animals, they're going to be, you know, lower on the totem pole, if you will, but it would... There's just nothing that gives us a category that every single living animal or insect or serpent has a unique identity that will go on forever and ever.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the sticking point because people are like, I want to know that this unique pet that I have,
yeah.
like I'm going to experience and love him or her the same way for all eternity and they'll be my pet there. And it's like, we can't say that looking at the text. Like we'd love to. Most of us that love our pets would love that. But
yeah, I remember my brother Dan, first time I saw him cry, Jerby the gerbil had died, you know? Jerby, what a great name for a gerbil.
That is good.
And even the word gerbil feels like gives me the shivers, you know, just saying it. But anyways, so I remember we buried Jerby in the backyard with a rock and I bet my brother Dan, maybe not, but I bet he would really, really love for Jerby the gerbil to come back, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I get that,
you know,
as an animal lover and as a dog lover, I want all dogs to be in heaven.
Yeah. But my guinea pig, I'm out. I don't want to see that guinea pig ever again. And honestly, don't care too much for cats. So, but we all know dogs are the real Christians and cats are not. So anyways, that's another.
No comment on that. Comment.
Yeah. We just got all these people unsubscribing, you know,
you lost all the cat people. They're gone. Well, this has definitely been a fun one and an interesting one, but as always, I think it does probably scratch an itch for some people that are truly wondering like that question and coming back to what does scripture actually say and understanding that and picking that apart, I think is really helpful for a lot of people.
Yeah. Though disappointing for some children.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Unfortunately.
Don't worry. Heaven will be just fine.
Yes. You'll love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.